This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
President Trump yesterday announcing 25% tariffs on all autos not made in the U.S. Let's bring in Jeff Gilbert this morning. He's joining us on the Trocare College Live Line on WBEN. He covers the auto industry in Detroit. And Jeff, what is the reaction there in the Motor City to these auto tariffs?
Yeah, the auto industry is reacting very cautiously. The individual car makers aren't saying anything. They're letting an umbrella group essentially say, we support the president's idea of manufacturing more in the U.S., but we're concerned about what this is going to do to costs and prices. So again, so far the response has been pretty measured.
Yeah, we've heard previously from the UAW coming out in support of this, a measured response you mentioned from automakers who I would imagine are kind of thinking, well, you know, on one hand, maybe good. On the other hand, you know, even if we assemble all of our cars here in America, it doesn't necessarily mean all the parts are sourced from America. And is there some uncertainty there with how, you know, exactly this will impact all the automakers?
Yeah, the devil is in the details. And I think the reason the car makers are being so measured is they haven't seen every last rule that goes along with this. There's going to be some exceptions on parts. There's going to be some exceptions on vehicles that are made in the USMCA zone that say, you know, a vehicle that's made in Canada shipped to the U.S. It may not have the full 25% tariff because some of the rules are based on the content of the vehicle. So there's a lot that still needs to be worked out. So, you know, will they pay 25% on everything? Probably not. Will it cost them more money? Definitely.
But is there any vehicle that's made 100% in the U.S.?
No. Believe it or not, the vehicles that have the most American content are Teslas. The ones sold in the U.S. are either built in California or Texas. And for the most part, not 100%, but for the most part, they have American-sourced parts.
U.S. automakers have kind of been, you know, every year, Jeff, we see some of these, you know, what's the most made in America vehicle rankings, and everyone kind of has their assumptions based on, you know, like 70 years ago. But the rankings every year, they surprise people, don't they?
They do, because, you know, you've got a Toyota Camry. Everybody thinks of that as a Japanese car. Well, it's made in Kentucky. And by the way, that Kentucky plant is the biggest auto assembly plant in the U.S., but maybe not for long. Hyundai just opened a big assembly plant in Georgia, and they're talking about expanding it. And then you have GM, which makes pickup trucks in Indiana, but also in Mexico and also in Canada. And you've got Ford, which makes its electric Mustang Mach-E in Mexico, but the Ford Mustang is made here in the Detroit area. Is your head spinning yet?
It really is. In the short term, is there any kind of an expectation that there could be a rush to buy what's out there right now on these lots before all these tariffs hit?
At least one analyst I talked to says he's already seen that a bit in March, and March car sales come out next week, and they're expected to tick up a little bit because of that. And interestingly enough, that's impacting the law of supply and demand, so we're seeing lower incentives. So we're actually already seeing a slight price increase on vehicles even before the tariffs go into effect. That's how delicate the whole supply-demand chain is.
Well, a lot of people now with a little bit of uncertainty, if you were in the auto market, on maybe when to pull the trigger. Is this going to, maybe have you heard from anybody, force people who are thinking about that decision to maybe make that decision quickly to buy cars now before we see a lot of the impact?
Yeah, it's unlikely we're going to see any price increases right away. Car makers have moved a number of vehicles across the border already, so they've had a couple of months to prepare for this. And again, we really don't know what kind of impact it's going to have on prices because the marketplace is going to decide that. But I assume that there's going to be some people who move a decision to buy up, and some people who say, you know, this is still too rich for my blood. I'm going to hang on to my car a little bit longer and see if it all blows over.
And while there is a lot of concern being expressed here, the labor likes this, right? The UAW?
The UAW actually loves it. They're bending over backwards not to say anything nice about President Trump because officially the union opposed that, but they have been pushing him on the tariffs for a while. They like to see this. And within moments of his announcement yesterday, they were out with a statement saying, okay, this is a great first step. Now let's renegotiate the USMCA.
Well, Jeff, as always, really appreciate the time that you give us. Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry, WWJ, in Detroit, talking about their reaction to some of the auto tariffs announced by the president yesterday.